2 weeks ago on Tuesday, my mom had a doctor's appointment, and she started feeling sick overnight, and just we didn't know what it was, and so we went to the doctor's appointment. As soon as the doctor saw my mom, he called the ambulance immediately and said that her heart was failing. So really, God set her up from the beginning that if she had been at home, she wouldn't have got there in time. As soon as she got to the hospital, her heart stopped. She was gone for several minutes, and they were able to resuscitate her, but came out and told my dad that she had been gone for so long that they would probably have brain damage, maybe not wake up. He should prepare himself that may come to pull the plug on her. I mean, these are some serious comments coming from the doctor, you know. And so we called the church office and called the emergency prayer line, which is available to all of you. And, you know, it's not like Pastor Kevin or I have this you know, connection with God that any of you don't have, you know, or that the church is behind us but not behind you. That's what we're here for, to pray, to stand. You know, the enemy will try to beat you up, but you're not by yourself. If you need prayer, you get on there and let us know. But anyway, by that night, the same night, my mom woke up, no brain damage, no hindrances of any kind, full mind, full motor skills. That was our first miracle. Then a few days later, you know, we ran into different complications. They were saying there was pneumonia in her lungs. Then they have found a blood clot in her lungs. And, you know, we were still dealing with the heart issue and all these things. And my dad, Kevin just asked my dad, he said, you know, Dad, give it to us straight. I know we don't receive the doctor's report, but what are we looking at right now? What are we standing on right now? And my dad said, well, if you're going by what we're looking at, there's a 50-50 chance your mom's not coming home. So he said, I'd rather that you came and she goes home than you don't come and she doesn't come home. So Kevin and I got on a plane. We flew out there. And I told Pastor Evelyn before I left, I said, I'm not going out there to say goodbye to my mom. I'm going out there to get my mom out. You know, it was, and I'll tell you, it's not because there's something about us, it's because of Jesus. It's because, I'll tell you, to be honest with you, Healing School and Abundant Living have taught me how to stand on the Word, how to trust Jesus, how to apply what the Word says to make a difference. So what you're learning here, you may not even need it right now, but you might need it down the road. And I'll tell you, it makes a difference. And I usually, when I get all these prayer sheets and stuff in the back, some of them I have, but a lot of them I've sent off to everybody. So here I'm getting ready to fly out, and I didn't have hardly anything. And I didn't have time to stop before the plane. So I had one CD that was Creflo Dollar's Healing Word, and he's just speaking the healing word on the CD. I had a Cindy Trim CD that was a warfare kind of prayer kind of CD, and I had two or three prayer sheets and my Bible. And I got on the plane, and we got there. I took my laptop so I'd have something to play, and Kevin had already been there all night long, and you know, my sister and my dad were standing and believing, but you could tell they were getting tired, and that happens. You know, when you're constantly seeing what's happening, you're constantly hearing the doctor's reports, and you can believe it, but you need reinforcements. Don't try to stand by yourself. You know, get the church involved to stand with you and believe with you. So we were there to kind of help reinforce them as well. And so he had been there all night that night, and I took the next night, and I just put those CDs on, and I began to let them play in the room. And I'll tell you what, and my sister had said two nights before, they were getting ready to go home, and they turn on the TV in those hospital rooms. You ever notice you walk in, the TV's always on? First thing we did was shut it off. But my sister said the sound was off, so they weren't paying attention to what was playing. And when she looked up, it was, vampire stuff up there. We didn't want that in my mom's room. That's not, you know, that's not the atmosphere that we want for healing and the Word. So we turned that off, and we just put the Word on. And I'll tell you what, the Word of God changes doctor's reports. It doesn't matter what the doctor comes in. You don't have to get in his face and be nasty. You know, the doctor came in, he's a heart specialist, and, you know, very respectable, and you know, and he's telling us, well, your mom may have to go home with this IV, and I'm like, well, how's she supposed to live like that? Well, she'll probably have to have in-home care, and we're like, no. So when he left, I was like, well, we're going to change this with the word of God. Jesus paid for it. It's not like we're doing something. You know, the enemy tried to get me at one point where I was taking the prayer sheets, and I was praying them every day, like religiously, and like I was making something happen. No, that's the enemy getting me off onto the wrongs. You know, they are there to change the atmosphere, to line up things with the word, to bring things into alignment, and to keep our hearts and our mind lined up with the word so other things don't take its place. That's what they're there for. So help yourself to those. They're free. They're on the table. Take them home with you and keep them. But so we just began to play the word and speak the word. And, you know, some of the people in class, she's not here, Pat Strawbridge, texted me. She's like, you know, Kim, people have a lot of anxiety and a lot of fear and things in hospital rooms. Take authority over those things. Bind them. Command them to leave the room. They are not allowed in there, because my mom was getting very anxious. And the doctor kept saying, what kind of anxiety medicine do you take at home? She's not anxious. She doesn't take anxiety medicine. But she was feeling that in there. Well, then it dawned on us. This is in this room. It's in this atmosphere. So we took authority over that and had the angels take, you know, we took charge over the room, and we can do that because we're children of God. And Jesus said, and I'm not sure, I've mentioned this to you before, I'm not sure where it is, but the word of God says, Jesus said, when you speak my name, you are presenting all that I am. When we speak the name of Jesus, everything that you see about Jesus in the word, Jesus said, when we speak his name, everything that he is, we're speaking that, right? Everything that he is. And that's what we were standing on in that room. He is healing. He is deliverance. He is love. He is peace. He is everything that he is. When you speak the name of Jesus, you need to expect everything that he paid for and everything that he is to manifest. And, well, I'll just move on. But basically, Kevin and I got there on Wednesday. Kevin got there Tuesday night. I got there Wednesday. By Thursday, my mom was sitting up talking. They had begun to reduce things and stuff like that. And things were beginning. We were noticing shifting and changing. And another thing, they had busted up my mom's ribs when they revived her. And so when she turned, she'd just cry and like wail in pain. I had her on morphine and all this stuff. And I don't know why I didn't think about it, but the nurse made a comment. She's like, well, that's a lot of trauma to your ribs. And I thought, trauma? I forgot about trauma. So I'm like, mom, we're calling out trauma. Okay. She's got oxygen. Okay. So I commanded that trauma that happened from that, you know, to come out of her ribs and all that. She never took another drop of morphine after that day. Not one drop. And the next day she was still a little sore, but after that, the pain in her ribs was completely gone. The pneumonia is gone. The blood clot is dissolving. They had told her she was going to go home with an oxygen tank. She's completely off of oxygen now. And she's, yeah. So, and then the last one I'll share with you. So this has all been progressive just in 1 week. The word of God, it works. It changes the doctor's report. The doctor that said she was going to go home with the IV drip for this, like the fluids that were causing issues with her heart and stuff. I learned yesterday that it's called a BNP number. If you guys know what that means, a normal BNP number is 100, between 100 and 400, they said, and I don't understand all this, but normal people, that's where we are. My mom, when they brought her in, was over 5,000, so I'm not good. So being in there, she was down to 3,000. The heart doctor had said originally she was going to go home with this drip and all this, and she's not going home with that now. That's changed. So But anyway, yesterday, that was our prayer, was that that number would come down under 800 or between 400 and 800 before he'll let her go home without an IV. And he put her on something or changed something. He said, it might come down 500 points overnight. We'll see what happens. She came down over 1,000 just last night. Prayer changes things. The word of God changes things. And I really pray that you get something out of this testimony, whether it be for yourself, for a family member. It's not praying, God, I hope you'll do something. I know you can, but it's up to you if you want me to live or you don't want me to live. The word of God says he wants us to live. You know, and I mentioned to my mom one day, I said, when we were there, I said, Mom, Jesus has paid for it all. It's all done already. And he said, "You're in the word, your faith has made you whole. Or, you know, you need to believe in me. Believe what I've done. Receive it." And I told her, I'm like, Mom, you'll be as healed as you believe you can be. Because the work's already done. As much as you'll believe for, that's how far you'll get. Because she was talking about the oxygen and the IV at that time. And she said, how am I going to go home with an IV and oxygen and get around and go to the bathroom and go to bed when I'm not all this stuff? And I'm like, Mom, the word says you'll be as healed as you believe you can be. Do you believe you're going to go home alive? Okay, then you'll go home alive. You believe you're going to go home with the IVs and the oxygen? Then you'll go home with the IVs and the oxygen. Do you believe you're going home healed? Then you'll go home healed. You know, so it really is pressing into what Jesus already paid for and receiving it and believing it by faith and taking the word and changing it. And it's all about Jesus. It's not us. It's not us. It's Jesus paid for it. And he said, go lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. He said, believe in me. So anyway, I hope that helps somebody today. But we are praising God for his miraculous healing and what he's been doing. It's supernatural. It's Jesus. It's all Jesus.
Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. What a neat testimony. Hallelujah. Praise God. I love it. Nina, I'm going to have you come and just give a short testimony, okay? Hallelujah. This will build your faith. Just hearing what God has done for people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got Larry and Cheryl Kintz back here tonight. I'm just so thankful. Would you give them a hand? Hallelujah. Just wave your hand. Hallelujah. They're my buddies from a long time ago. I tell you, when we first started the healing school, if we hadn't had them, I don't know what we'd have done. They helped, and they did what Tim did for me. So I am so thankful for them. It's on, or he'll turn it on when you start. Okay.
Hi. Like a year ago, I started coming to church here, and I'd been to two of Pastor Evelyn's classes, and my knee, a friend had talked me into walking a 5K with her, and she gave me a training schedule. In 6 weeks, she can go from couch potato to walking a 5K, which I did, but was not good for my knee. And it was like bone on bone. It was just painful to walk, and a lot of times I just couldn't. I had two of Pastor Evelyn's class. I'd been a Christian all of 2 to 3 months, and I'm laying in bed thinking it hurt too bad to sleep. And I'm laying there thinking, well, if all I have to do is believe I'm healed, and I'm healed, so I couldn't go get my papers because I had all my prayer sheets, but they were across the room. So I just started talking to God. I am strong in the Lord. I call myself healed. And the next day, my knee hurt, but it was like I had grown cartilage overnight.
Hallelujah.
It was absolutely amazing. Woo.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't that great? Come on. God won't do for one what he won't do for another. If you got something you need, reach out there and get it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Say glory. Hallelujah. I just welcome you all here tonight. It's so neat to have you. I'm so glad you come when it's raining like that. And it's so good to see you. See my little friend back here from a long time ago. Hallelujah. Tim, I call this put your faith to work, okay? Hallelujah. We'll go to Galatians 3:13. Now, I'm going to read you this out of the Phillips. It says, now Christ has redeemed us from the curse of law's condemnation by himself. Aren't you glad himself did it?
Yes.
Glory to God. It wasn't somebody else. He didn't send somebody else. Himself came. Hallelujah. Didn't send an angel. Bless God. He didn't send anybody else. Himself came. It says, himself becoming a curse for us when he was crucified. For the scripture is plain, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Through Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing he promised to Abraham. so that we who are believers might receive the promised Holy Spirit through faith. Hallelujah. I want you to know that all disease is of the devil. I want you to say that. All disease is of the devil. Say it one more time. All disease is of the devil. See, you must be firm about that. If you think disease is your friend, if you think that God's using disease to teach you something, if you think you have the disease to thank for anything, you're in trouble. Hallelujah. Don't embrace the disease. Don't own it. The sickness. Hallelujah. It's not your friend. It was sent to kill you.
Yep.
People say, well, there's a purpose. Yeah, everything happens for a purpose. I want to just smack somebody when they say that. You know what the purpose is? It's sent to kill you, honey. That's the purpose. Hallelujah. It's not your friend. And don't go say, oh, thank God I had this attack of when I had this heart attack, then they found something worse. And oh, thank God for the heart attack, because if I hadn't had the heart attack, they wouldn't have found this other. Don't be thanking the heart attack for that. Don't be thanking any kind of sickness and disease for anything. Glory to God. You thank the Father. Hallelujah. You're in His hands. Hallelujah. Don't embrace the disease. Don't own it. It's not your friend. It was sent to kill you. Don't say, God put this on me. God didn't give you disease because God doesn't have any disease. Hallelujah. Think about it. A good, gracious, merciful, loving God lives in heaven with no pain, no sorrow of any kind. But He stores a little disease just outside the gates so He can teach His children something with it. And then He puts the devil in charge of the supply. Hallelujah. What kind of a father does that? That makes no sense and does not say that in the Word. He is your healer.
That's right.
But see, people think, well, God just bars a little something off of Satan to teach His children. God said the Holy Spirit's your teacher.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is your teacher. Hallelujah. Glory, you can learn something from sickness and disease, but God didn't send it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's a good, loving, gracious, merciful Father. Hallelujah. Your healer is Jehovah. He said, I am Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. Rafika. You know, He is Jehovah, your healer. Hallelujah. Now He'll use a surgeon or a nurse, but the healer is God. Hallelujah. I believe there's coming a time when we Christians will live without drugs. I believe that. Do you know what the way all this medical stuff is coming? You're going to have to learn how to trust God. Hallelujah. Bless God. Some of these drugs have side effects that don't show up for 5 years. Hallelujah. There's a way where you won't have a misdiagnosis. Hallelujah. I know a lady about a month ago who was diagnosed. She was diagnosed a while back with brain cancer. They began to treat her for brain cancer. And bless God, then they found out she didn't have brain cancer at all. She had some kind of infection that they could have gotten rid of had they treated it right. But they didn't know. And so they treated her for brain cancer. By the time they found out it was an infection, it was too far and she died. People, I'm going to tell you something. We got a God who does not make misdiagnoses. Hallelujah. Diagnosis is, I don't know if that's a word or not, but He does not misdiagnose you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. He's not practicing medicine. You understand? He's got the book on it. Hallelujah. Bless God. My mom, you know what? She has a good insurance. And, you know, I think there's coming a time when we're not going to have to pay these high hospital bills. But she has a good insurance because my dad was a miner, and I took her to the ER, and she stayed there for 5 hours. They did no tests except they drew blood, did a chest x-ray and an EKG, and they billed Medicare for $15,000. Now I'm going to tell you something, people, there's corruption in that junk. Hallelujah. I want to show you how you can build your faith to where you can get your healing without all that. And bless God if you have to go to the hospital just like they did. Hallelujah. Clean that room out. I'm going to tell you something. When you go into a hotel room or a motel room that you've not said, you better go in there and begin to pull junk out of that room.
Yep.
Hallelujah. You're laying on a bed where somebody else laid there, and they might have been an addict, and they might have had all kinds of junk. You better put the blood on that. No, we don't have to be afraid, but you need to be wise.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Bless God. You ever go in a hotel room or a motel room and you feel something in there and it just feels icky? They may have been playing porno or something in there before you got there. Take authority over that. Bless God. God gave us some authority. Hallelujah. See, and let me say, I'm not against doctors. I'm not against medicine. I'm not against treatment. But there are times when you should go. You need to go with prayer, asking God what you should do, who you should see, and what meds you should take. You know, people say, my doctor, like he's God. He is not God. The woman, he or she are not God. And they do the best they can. And they're working to get rid of the disease. So they're really working for God. But people just blindly go, take anything they want to shove at them, and just take it, and they get all kinds of side effects, and then they call, what should I do? Well, bless God, if you're throwing it up, don't take anymore. Right. Yeah. Hallelujah. Use your brain. What should I do? I'm throwing this up. Well, guess what? Quit taking it. Come on. Hallelujah. If you left your brains at the door when you got saved, go back and get them. You're going to need them. Hallelujah. People just act like they got ignorant because they got saved. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. God wanted us to be smart and wise. Hallelujah. Bless God. But we've been raised in a society where we think the doctors have all the answers. If you have a problem, they can fix it. There's a pill for everything. Well, honey, I'm here to tell you that's not true. Hallelujah. There are things loosed on this earth today that have no earthly cure. There are things that we never thought about. Hallelujah. And even now, there are things showing back up where they've used so many, antibiotics that they don't work anymore. And there's these strains of stuff coming, strains of TB. We didn't have TB in this country for years. And now strains of TB coming back because people have misused antibiotics. Hallelujah. You say, I thought this was a healing class. It is. Just listen to me. This will do you good. Hallelujah. You know? Hallelujah. And did you know that we have whooping cough now? I mean, we haven't had whooping cough in this country for years, and we're having whooping cough and bed bugs. Can you imagine? I you know what? I hadn't heard about a bed bug in 50 years or more. I'm telling you how old I am. It's probably been longer than that, but you know, now we're hearing it. I mean, they got stuff for bed bugs. They're coming in from other countries. That don't have anything to do with healing, but I'm telling you, there's stuff. There's stuff coming on this earth, and we need to be careful. Hallelujah. We need, not careful. That means full of care. We don't need to be careful. I looked it up. It means full of care. Hallelujah. We need to be very wise. Let's put it like that. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. See, we need to look to Jehovah Jireh for our answers. I believe God gave us doctors. I believe he gave us doctors' knowledge to help us. But in case you hadn't noticed, there are doctors out there who don't have your best interests at heart. Hallelujah. They'll give you a medicine based on what some rep has told them. And if you ask what the side effects are, they will tell you that will not apply to you. That only applies to a few. It only applies to a few. I might be one of the few. Hallelujah. My husband was given a prescription not long ago. You know, when you got some insurance and then they tell you, And please don't think I'm talking bad about things. I just want you to be wise. See, it's a different world we're living in. The insurance sent us a thing saying he had to go have a test for them to insure him. And they want you to have this and that and something else, you know. And so anyway, and they want where the standard used to be one place, now they want it someplace else so that you get on this medicine because, you know, everybody ought to be taking a little medicine. Well, they gave him this. And, I mean, within days, he couldn't walk to the corner. He had such pain in his hips and his legs that he couldn't walk to the corner. And, you know, he does a lot of walking. And so I called, and they said, oh, he needs to get in here. I said, it's your medicine. No, I promise you, it's not the medicine. He quit taking the medicine. He didn't have any more pain. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. So be wise. Okay? Hallelujah. I believe God gave us doctors. And I believe most of them are honest and they're working for you. But you need to listen to God and hear who to go to. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, I'm trying to get you to be smart and go to God first. Learn how to listen to God. You hear me? Learn how to listen to God as to what you're to do. God will show you. You know, I say every morning, I'm at the right place at the right time. Amen. I hear the voice of God. I'm his sheep, and I hear the voice of God, and a stranger I'll not follow. And Lord, when you speak to me, I'll instantly obey. Now you say, well, do you? You know what? I'd like to tell you, I always instantly obey. Sometimes I fuss with him a little. Hallelujah. I end up doing what he says. But sometimes, you know, we got to train ourselves to listen to God. Train ourselves to do what he says. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this. I looked this up. 180,000 people die yearly from treatment in the hospital. Wrong treatment. 100,000 die yearly from prescription drugs. 98,000 die yearly in hospitals as a result of medical errors. You say, well, you know what? We love the people. You don't start getting a resentment against doctors. They're doing the best they can. I found out that prescription drugs, either wrongly prescribed or a reaction to the drug, are the sixth leading cause of death in America. Now, some people say it's higher than that. There's no dispute that for many people, prescriptions are beneficial, even life-saving in many instances. But hundreds of millions of those prescriptions are wrong. More than 1.5 million people are hospitalized, and more than 100,000 die yearly from largely wrong, either entirely unnecessary and dangerous drugs. Inappropriate prescribing is an academically gentle euphemism for prescriptions for which the risk outweigh the benefits. Hallelujah. I got that off the internet. Thus conferring a negative health impact on a patient. 280 a day, yeah. A recent comprehensive review of studies of such inappropriate prescribing in older patients found that 21.3% of a community-dwelling patients 65 years or older were using at least one drug inappropriately prescribed. Inappropriate drugs at an estimated 16.7 million visits to physicians' offices or hospital outpatient department in the year of 2000. Examples of specific drugs that have been improperly prescribed, including studies involving younger adults and children, are given later. If I'd have gone on copying that, but I didn't. Hallelujah. You ask, what are you trying to do, scare us? No, I'm trying to smarten you up. Hallelujah. Well, I have a Christian doctor. They are some of the biggest offenders. Come on. Hallelujah. All the Christians want a Christian doctor. So this Christian doctor is so busy, he doesn't have the time to check out on all this stuff. And he's been schooled to believe that drugs are the answer. And some of the Christians, I have friends who are doctors, Christians, but I don't take their meds. Hallelujah. I don't most of the time. Some of that stuff makes me sicker than whatever I had in the first place. Hallelujah. Please don't discard this. There seems to be in the works that you'll be forced to take unnecessary precautionary medicine if you work in certain places. You hear me? For instance, if you work in certain hospitals, you'll be forced to take flu shots whether you want to or not to keep your job. People were living in a different world. This procedure is already in place in Rockford. Hallelujah. We need to know how to protect ourselves. If you got a job where they make you take a flu shot, don't just go in there and take it. Bless God. When you go in there, take it with the name of Jesus. It takes more faith for me to take some of this stuff than it does to go without it. Hallelujah. I take a flu shot every year. I take the 91st Psalm. Just stick it in there. Hallelujah. No accident overtake me. No plague come nigh my dwelling. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. Just inject yourself with the 91st Psalm every morning. Hallelujah. Whoa, come on. Hallelujah. It's worked for me all these years. Hallelujah. We need to know how to protect ourselves. God said if you drink any deadly thing, it'll not hurt you. If you have to go and take chemotherapy, then take that, get that scripture and take it. Bless God. As I'm taking it, my veins are protected. Father, I thank you. You said if any deadly thing comes in me, it'll not hurt me. So I thank you, God, that that stuff will do exactly what it's supposed to do and nothing more. Thank you, God, that my good cells will be strong and they'll not be killed by this. Thank you, Father. I trust you, Father. Hallelujah. You understand? You still love me? I know I'm coming down pretty hard. My little doctor friend back here, she knows I love her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, she would tell you because she knows, you know, that some of this stuff is not good for you. We need to know how to protect ourselves. Glory to God. Mark 16 says that. Know who you are in Christ and what belongs to you under your covenant. Hallelujah. You say, well, what are we going to do in this world? We're going to trust God. Hallelujah. I tell you what, bless God, he's always taking care of us and he'll continue. Glory. Know how to cover yourself. We've gotten away from faith. You understand? The church has gotten away from faith. We've trusted. And let me tell you something. When you used to have good insurance, it was real easy just to trust the insurance and not trust God. And I had to back up and say, Lord, I got to get back on my faith. Hallelujah. I had a guy give me a test one time. He said, since you got this good insurance. I thought, I don't want that. You know, don't be doing that. I don't care what kind of insurance I got. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you getting anything out of this? Is this helping you? Okay. So here's good news. Ah, glory. I told y'all the bad news. Now I'm going to tell you some good news. We've been redeemed from sickness. Hallelujah. We've been redeemed from disease. Glory to God. We've been redeemed from death and destruction. Come on. Hallelujah. You say we're never going to die? Well, guess what? I ain't never going to die. I've done all the dying I'm going to do. This body one day, I'll lay it down and go on. But I'll tell you what, the real me has done all the dying I'm ever going to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to live forever. Hallelujah. And so are you if you know Jesus as your Savior. Hallelujah. See, there's protection built in for us who belong to Jesus, no matter what's going on in the world. Hallelujah. I want to read you the 91st Psalm. Now listen to me. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. Ha ha, that's amplified. Come on, come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will say of the Lord. What have you been saying of the Lord? Oh, God, why don't you help me? You help everybody else and you won't help me. No, bless God, I will say of the Lord. He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. On him I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust. Hallelujah. For then when? When I know I'm there. For then. He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from deadly pestilence. All this junk, glory to God, nobody's going to send me anything in the mail that's going to hurt me. Amen. Hallelujah. You understand? Nobody's going to give me a shot that's going to give me something that'll kill me. No, in Jesus' name, because I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. Come on, say glory. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then he will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings shall you trust and find refuge. Right under there. Hallelujah. You know, we used to live down home, down in Arkansas, and my grandma had chickens, and there'd be old hen, and there'd come some of you younger ones have no idea what I'm talking about, but they'd have this old hen, and she'd have a bunch of little chicks, and they'd come up a storm, and she'd put her wings out, and all these little chicks would run up and underneath their wings, and sometimes you'd find an old hen that had been struck by lightning, but all these babies were safe. Wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, glory. I'm under the wings of the everlasting master. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You just got to run in there and be safe. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Hallelujah. Ooh, I love it. You shall not be afraid. He didn't say, don't be afraid unless such and such happens. He didn't say, well, you could be afraid if things happen. A little fear is good for you. No, he said, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, Anything that happens by night, you don't have to be afraid. Hallelujah. There have been men get in on women and going to rape them and try and kill them. And that one old woman was like 80-something years old. She backed that guy out the door with the name of Jesus. Just kept saying the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Backed him right out the door. He had already pulled his pants off, and he got his pants and run out the door. Hallelujah. Come on, we got some power, people. We got some power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We do not have to be afraid. The terror by night, nor for the error, the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that fly by day. Nobody can tell anything on you that's going to stand unless you try to take up for yourself. Let God handle it. No weapon formed against me is going to prosper. Hallelujah. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I will show to be in the wrong. That's what the Amplified says. Hallelujah. Nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction and sudden death that surprises and lays waste at noonday. 1,000. Come on. 1,000 may fall at your side. Bless God, all these 1,000 over here. And 10,000 at your right hand. 11,000 people laying dead. But it shall not come near me. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Only a spectator shall you be, yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High as you witness the reward of the wicked. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, say glory. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your dwelling place. Hallelujah. There shall no evil befall you. How much evil? No evil befall you. There shall no evil befall you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. You say, I don't live in a tent. It won't come to your house. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. No evil befall you. No plague come near your dwelling. No calamity come near your house. Why? For he shall give his angels. He'll give his angels a special charge over you. Now listen what they're going to do. Accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service. They shall bear you up on their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. The angels will catch me. Honey, I tell you, say, what if I fall? You won't fall far, because underneath are the everlasting arms. Hallelujah. He'll catch you. Hallelujah. And set you right back up on your feet. Woo, glory. Come on, say glory. I heard somebody say once, if this don't light your fire, your wood's wet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You shall tread upon the adder, the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent shall you trample underfoot. Because, now he's beginning to talk to you, because you've set your love upon me, therefore I'll deliver you. Oh, glory. Have you set your love on him? He said, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows and understands my name. Understands that all my name is. Presenting all that my name is. Hallelujah. Bless God. Has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness. Trust and relies on me, knowing I will never forsake him. Never. Amen. No, never. He shall call upon me. I love it. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I'll be in here with him in trouble. I'll deliver him. See, people say, yeah, God, I'll just go with you while you get pulled through a knothole backwards. No, he said, I'll deliver you. Hallelujah. He'll deliver you. He'll get you out. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. And if you go through, he'll go through protecting you. You'll go through the fire, and nothing will burn up but the chains that bind you. You'll come out not even smelling like smoke. Hallelujah. If you'll trust the Lord. Hallelujah. Whoo. I tell you what, that sets me on fire. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you don't know. Hallelujah. He said, I will. Glory to God. Whoa. But I called and he didn't. Well, you're just making God a liar. I'm not going to agree with you. Hallelujah. I'll call and he'll answer. He may not answer like I want him to. He never follows my plans. You know, I give him a blueprint and he just gives it back. Listen to this. He'll call on me and I'll answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I'll deliver him and honor him with long life. How much? 25? 15? No, he said with long life. Long life. Will I satisfy him? Honey, if you're not satisfied, don't go. Hallelujah. Live till you're satisfied. And show him my salvation, my healing, my deliverance. Hallelujah. My provision. Hallelujah. My joy, my peace, my love. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Learn to claim those verses for yourself and your family, especially in these days we live in. Every morning, get up and put the blood of Jesus on your family and on yourself and claim that 91st Psalm. Hallelujah. Call your family's name out. Hallelujah. See, we're coming out of ignorance and into the knowledge that God has for his family. As a believer, we have authority and dominion over this earth, and we can do some things with our faith. Faith is now, and it doesn't have to wait on time. When we see an instant miracle, somebody, you know, can get up and walk who couldn't walk. We just went around time. You understand that? Hallelujah. Oh, glory. You think that's not a miracle to have cartilage in your knee when you had none? Hallelujah. Well, glory. See, time doesn't have to keep us bound. It's sad to see the state the church is in today, not this church, but the church as a whole. You understand? We've gotten away from the things that made the church stand apart from the word, or from the world. One of them was divine prosperity. The prosperity where God blesses you supernaturally like he did the children of Israel. Amen. You know, and from divine healing. We're so amazed when someone gets healed. You know, we stand amazed when it should be a natural thing. Yes. If you're in covenant with God, hallelujah. Carly just told about her little kid. They prayed over him. They said he had ear trouble all the time. Going to have to put, what do you call it, in the ear? Tubes in the ear. Hard word. Tubes. Going to put tubes in the ear. And they laid hands on him, prayed, never had tubes, got perfect healing now, perfect hearing. Hallelujah. That's a blessed miracle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. We ought to expect these miracles. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, I'm not talking about minimizing. It should be the rule, not the exception, when people get healed. Hallelujah. When we see miracles, it ought to be the rule, not the exception. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about minimizing the work of God. We should always be in awe of God and what he's doing. But we should not be shocked when he does what he came to do. Do you know the greatest miracle I've ever seen is somebody get saved and turn their life around. Hallelujah. I mean, don't think like they used to think. Don't want what they used to. God will just mess you up royally. Hallelujah. I mean, he just, glory to God. Isn't he great? Isn't the Lord wonderful? Amen. Hallelujah. What I mean is he'll mess the old man up. Right. You know, hallelujah. Don't want what you used to want. I drink all I want to drink. I just don't want to drink. I smoke all the dope I want to smoke. I don't want to do it. I mess around all I want to mess around. I just don't want to mess around. God changed my want to. Hallelujah. Isn't that great? Hallelujah. When I got saved, he changed my want to. Hallelujah. See, much of the time, if healing ever takes place, we think God's started a new thing. Healing people. You know, he's healing people. Wow. We've been seeing it for years. We got testimonies from 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10, 5, last week. Hallelujah. In fact, yesterday. Hallelujah. And all this is based on faith. People have gotten away from faith. The word of faith which we preach, that's what Paul said. In Romans 10:8, in the Amplified, it says, but what does it say? The word, God's message in Christ is near you. Where's it at? On your lips and in your heart. That is the word, the message, the basis, and the object of faith which we preach. Hallelujah. Paul was preaching faith, the word of faith. Remember when we talked about the 12 spies in Numbers like 12 through 14 there. They were sent out to spy the land of Canaan, and 10 of them come back with an evil report, and 2 gave a good report. Joshua and Caleb gave a good report. He said, let us go up once and possess it, for we are well able. Now, he's talking about a land where the giants live. The cities have walls around them that no man could penetrate. Those walls were thick. He said, let us go up at once and possess it. How's he going to do that? You know, he didn't know. He didn't know, but he was speaking the word of faith. Hallelujah. She didn't know how her mom was going to get rid of that oxygen and how she's going to get rid of that drip. But bless God, she's speaking the word of faith. She's saying what the word says. Hallelujah. Begin to walk on that. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. I love it. I love it. Do you see that most of the church is not doing that anymore? We're going, you know, but we're about to recover what's been lost. People, God's raising up an army in these last days who will take his word and begin to declare what the word says. Hallelujah. I think holiness is coming back to the church. Holiness is not a bad word. Holiness don't mean black socks when they're out of style and a whole bun on your head. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something, people. We're going to have to get somebody's attention before they'll listen to us. We got to command their respect. And if you go around looking like you don't believe you got anything and you don't have any faith in yourself and you don't like you, nobody else is going to like you either. That's right. Come on. Hallelujah. You better know who you are, child of God. Ooh, you got a problem with me? Take it up with my Father. He's still working on me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You understand? Well, I love it. I love it. Whew. Hallelujah. See, I don't have to worry about what I've been set free from that. I don't have to worry about what you think anymore. Now, I'm supposed to live loving you and walking in faith and doing right, and I'm not supposed to get arrogant about this, but I know who I am. I know whose I am. I know what belongs to me. Hallelujah. And I lay hold on it. Glory to God. Whew, hallelujah. He said, let us go up at once and possess it. How's he going to do that? He don't know, but he's speaking the word of faith. Hallelujah. He said something that sounded ridiculous and impossible. Hallelujah. That is impossible, you know? But that's what faith does. It does the impossible. You understand that? Look at Hebrews 11. By faith Enoch, by faith Abraham, by faith Sarah, by faith Noah. It goes on down to tell you the things they did by faith. Impossible things they did by faith. Has nothing to do with their feelings. It's just believing the word of God and speaking it. Expecting it to come to pass. That's the kind of faith God has. When he saw darkness, he called it light. Hallelujah. Half the church would say, well, he was lying. No, calling those things that be not as though they were. The apostles asked Jesus to increase their faith. He said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say to the sycamore tree, be plucked up by the root and be thou planted in the sea, and it would obey you. If you had faith as a seed, you would say. Sometimes, you know, you don't say anything because your faith is not like a seed. You understand? What do you do with the seed? You plant it. Well, if you had faith as a seed, you'd say it. Hallelujah. Say what you want, not what you see. Hallelujah. Say what you want, not what you have. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You plant that seed. When you say it, you sow it. That's how it gets down there. People have dealt with healing from the alternative of healing. Thank God for education, for technology, for physicians and specialists and surgeons and hospitals. Thank God for them. But my point is that that's not how God did it back in the Bible. Come on. Now be careful when I teach this. There's those who won't go get a simple problem fixed because they want God to do it. Honey, God will have to do it no matter what because he is the healer. So don't go telling me, well, I'm just not going to go to the doctor. If God tells you, go, go. You understand? Medicine can't heal you anyway. Sometimes it masks the problem. So you think it's gone. Doctors will tell you if they're honest that medicine cannot heal you. And let me tell you this. If you have to call me and ask me if you ought to go to the doctor, you should have gone yesterday. Come on. Hallelujah. You know, you understand what I'm saying? If you don't have that faith down in your heart, get to the doctor. Do whatever you have to do to get healed and stay alive till you get your faith built up there. Hallelujah. Praise God. If your faith is not to the point where you know in your knower that you're healed, then go to the doctor. Let him help you till you get your faith built up. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. See, they told me, and don't be foolish. Listen to me. Don't be foolish, okay? They told me because my dad died with colon cancer, you should go have your colon. You should have a colonoscopy every year. Well, you know what? When I went, it made me so sick. It took me 2 or 3 days to get over that. I am not going to do that. I'm not going to live in fear that I changed fathers. I got different DNA. You understand? Hallelujah. And cancer cannot live on me. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless God. You need to make that your confession. just because my dad had it, I'm not going to have it. My mom is 97 almost, and she's healthy and robust and bless God. Hallelujah. I just choose to be like my heavenly Father. Glory to God. I got some good genes in me. You understand? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you do too. You got God's DNA. Hallelujah. Bless God. So if your faith is not the point where you just know when you know her. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you just know when you know her. You can't tell me that because I know in my knower. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When they said my arm wouldn't work, I knew in my knower. I knew it's going to work because I need that arm. Hallelujah. I need it to work. Hallelujah. Bless God. And I'm not going to settle for anything less than what God said I could have. Hallelujah. But see, people get a doctor's report and you back up. And you come into agreement with whatever he said and you die if you're not careful. Bless God. Hallelujah. Now, don't get mad at me. Some of you look at me like, what are you talking about? Hallelujah. Stay alive until you have your faith built so you can get your healing to manifest. Hallelujah. And I'm not preaching against doctors and medicine, but there's a better way. But you have to be willing to put the time into and build that word of faith in you to believe. There's a way that you won't have a misdiagnosis or take the wrong meds. There's a better way. But you had better learn how to take the word. Do you think that she could have gone down there and Pastor Kevin could have gone down there and encouraged their mom if they were just full of discouragement? If they hadn't taken the time to put the word in them and know what the word said and just go down there and say, they didn't go down there to mourn with them. They went down there to change the situation. Change the atmosphere. And they did. And when you go to the hospital to pray for people, don't go up there to mourn and tell them how to die. You don't know how. You have never died. I'm sorry. I got to have a drink of water. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You don't know how to die. You've never done it. So don't go telling people how to die. Well, somebody told me one time if I'd shut up this stuff, said if you'd shut this stuff up about living, we could tell her how to die. I thought, how are you going to tell her? You ain't never died. Hallelujah. Bless God. He made us to live. Live until you're satisfied. Hallelujah. Bless God. Glory to God. But be willing to take that time to build your faith. Hallelujah. Psalms 105, verse 37. He brought Israel forth with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Don't you think there must have been one of them that done something wrong and that ought to be taught a lesson and that God wanted to teach him something? It said there was not one. Oh, glory. Just think about it. I mean, just think about it. Hallelujah. Here's old grandpa, had a stroke, was laying there, not able to move. You know, and all of a sudden, hallelujah, the lamb, the aid of the lamb, and he jumps up. Hallelujah. And little kid broke his leg and can't walk on it, and all of a sudden he's healed. Hallelujah. Instant miracles. Glory to God. And don't God love us the same as he did the Israelites? So then it must be his will. He said, there's no sickness in heaven. And he said, pray thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God don't want you sick. It's not the will of God for his people to be sick and infirmed or poor either. He never intended us to be sick. You know what? He brought them out, and not one was sick. And there was over 3 million people there. Not one of them sick. Not one of them. Hallelujah. They might have had the flu all week, but when they ate of the lamb, ha ha, get yourself some communion and eat of the lamb and just get healed, okay? We have a new and better covenant based on new and better promises. We've not been taught about this because the church backed off their faith. There was a man in England, and I was going to look up his name. I knew it, and now I don't. But anyway, around the turn of the century, he supported thousands of orphans, and he raised millions of dollars without one campaign. Not one TV ad. Who is it? Yes. Yes. Mueller. Hallelujah. Yes. He didn't have one pledge from the church. He didn't cry out for help. All he did was get on his knees and God supplied. just got on his knees and prayed in millions of dollars and built orphanages for little kids and never told one person he had a need. Hallelujah. Just prayed and believed God and the money came in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a man. I heard of mothers during the Depression with nothing to feed their kids, and they'd set the table and set the kids all around the table, and they'd pray. And before they were done praying, somebody'd knock on the door with groceries. Hallelujah. What has happened to people who would depend on God and not on the government to feed them? Come on. Hallelujah. You're going to walk in this to get results. Hallelujah. James 5:14. This is the way God gave us a way. Is anyone sick among you? He should call the elders, call in the church elders, the spiritual guides, and they should pray over him, anointing him with oil in the Lord's name. And the prayer that is of faith will save him who is sick, and the Lord will restore him. And if he has committed sins, he shall be forgiven. Amen. Your sin ain't none of the devil's business. I've told you that before. Hallelujah. God took care of your sin. Amen. Sounds like to me he didn't expect anybody to be sick, but just in case you are, he told you what to do. Now, it's not in your head, it's in your heart. What you can imagine, you can receive. Your image dictates your future. Kim saw her mom up before she ever left here. Hallelujah. Praise God. He didn't say, let him call St. Anthony Hospital. It's not in there. God has a way. He said, call the elders. Now look what the elders are supposed to do. They're supposed to pray the prayer of faith. Now, you know what? If you called a lot of elders in some of the churches, they wouldn't know what you're talking about. I know a little boy who's a man today. He was dying. And his mother read in the Bible where it said, call the elders. So she went to a little church where they didn't even teach that stuff. But she told him, said, this is what the word said, or this is what the word says. Read this. Now I want you to come and pray. They went to the hospital and prayed, and that little boy got, he's in his 30s today and never had that sickness again. And he was dying. Hallelujah. I know him. Hallelujah. All she did, her faith got that little boy healed. She just went in there, took that word, told him, said, here, do this. And they did it. Hallelujah. Bless God. And remember, in Exodus 32, Moses went up the mountain. He stayed there for 40 days. And the people, you know, they didn't know what happened to him. And they said, let us make a god. And the next thing they did is they fashioned a calf. Now, where'd that calf come from? Came out of Egypt. It was the image that was placed in them by the Egyptians. You understand that? Now let me bring that up today. The image that's been placed in us is that the doctor at the hospital is our healer. And when the pressure comes, if you're not careful, that's what you'll turn to instead of believing God. Hallelujah. Don't get crazy. Don't get in fear. Not go to the doctor. Do what God tells you to do. Hallelujah. Nothing against the doctor. Thank God for the doctor. But that's not your healer. Your healer is Jehovah. I am Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals you. He'll use a doctor, a nurse, a chiropractor, but he is your healer. God had to take his children out into the wilderness and introduce them to their healer. Glory to God. There wouldn't be a physician out there. See, the Egyptians knew something about healing, but God wanted to be their healer. I am the God that heals. Are you getting this? See, bless God. I mean, I don't want you to get off in the ditch on one side or the other. I'm not saying don't go to the doctor. I'm just telling you, trust the Lord. People say, should I go to the doctor or should I trust the Lord? Well, honey, if you go to the doctor, you better trust the Lord. It isn't one or the other. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God said he would take sickness out of the midst of it, out of the middle of you. Hallelujah. Out of the midst of you, he said. That's the middle of you. You got healing, sickness in the middle of you. God said he'd take it out. Exodus 15:26, saying, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and will do what is right in his sight and will listen to and obey his commandments and keep his statutes, I will permit none of the diseases which I brought or permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Amen. I am, in the original Hebrew, it says, I am your great physician. Isn't that great? Woo! Hallelujah. I love it. Exodus 23:25-26, you'll serve the Lord your God, and he'll bless your bread and water, and I'll take sickness from your midst. And none shall lose your young by miscarriage, nor be barren in your land, for I will fulfill the number of your days, nor early deaths. Nor early deaths, no miscarriages. You have a great physician now. This girl called me a couple years ago. I was out on vacation out in Tucson, and she called and said she's about ready to lose her baby. And I told her, I said, the word says there'll be no miscarriages among us. And she said, where does it say that? And I told her, and she read it, and she's got a healthy 2 or 3 year old now. Bless God. Hallelujah. Psalms 103, 2 and 3. Bless, affectionately, gratefully, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not one of all his benefits. Who forgives every one of all your iniquities? Who heals each one of all your diseases? Hallelujah. What do you have? Don't make any difference what it's called. Well, I have this disease that, oh my, nobody's had it. You know, you're so special. You've got this stuff that nobody else has. And if you got healed, you wouldn't have nothing to talk about. Come on. Haven't you seen people like that? They don't want to get healed. They just want to talk about what's wrong. They had the worst surgery. It took longer. They had more stitches. Made medical history. People, we get like that. You understand? We got to cut it out. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. Doesn't make any difference what it's called. God said, he's your healer. Psalms 107:20. He sends forth his word and heals them and rescues them from the pit and destruction. He sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. He heals them. Didn't say he might, didn't say maybe, didn't say sometime. He said his word, it healed them, delivered them. Hallelujah. I love what she said. She took that Creflo Dollar CD, that's just a CD that has nothing but healing scriptures on it, and played it over and over and over. And the word went in, and the word, he sent his word, and it healed. If it healed them then and delivered them, it'll heal and deliver you today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get this, people. That is why you can curse cancer at the root. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm showing you a doctor that's never lost a patient. The world does not have this option. You know, they don't, but we have it. If you're not in a place, you don't gauge yourself. If you're not in a place in your faith where you can receive, then go to the doctor, but go in faith. Use your faith to get help for the doctor. I'm telling you, when I know somebody's going to have surgery, I ask God, speed up their metabolism, speed up their, immune system, and speed up their healing. Hallelujah. And let them get healed so quick. And let that healing just go on fast track and get healed fast. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. You need to be anointed. And God said we are anointed. Hallelujah. See, I told you I took my mom to the doctor. They sent us for a blood test and her veins rolled. And they worked on her and poked her and poked her. And finally I said to them, can I pray? She said, oh yeah, I'll come back. She bowed her head and I prayed and she got a vein. She said, from now on, when she comes in here, you come back here and pray before we go through all this. Then there was a lady in the waiting room who said, come here and pray for me. Hallelujah. Bless God. If you take medicine, take it in Jesus' name. Thank God it'll do you good and no harm. Take the impurities out of it. Take all the side effects. Let it do the job it's supposed to do. The world don't have this benefit. Remember the woman with the issue of blood? She'd gone to all the physicians, spent her money, but she was no better and she grew worse. But when she heard about Jesus, she said, if I can just touch his garment. Now back in Leviticus 15, it talks about if a woman had a flow of blood like that, she was unclean and she was supposed to stay away and she wasn't supposed to touch anybody. But bless God, your faith can go over the law. Hallelujah. Your faith can she went in there and touched him in faith, and bless God, your faith can stop Jesus. Don't matter where he's going. He is going out to heal Jairus' daughter, and she touched him in faith, bless God. And he said, who touched me? Hallelujah. You know, her husband couldn't even touch her. But when she heard about Jesus, if I can just touch him, what's wrong with that? The law said she couldn't touch him, but she's willing to fight. Her faith overrides the law. She felt in her body that she'd been made whole of that plague. Jesus looked around and he said, somebody touch me. Up until that time, she was a nobody. But when you touch Jesus, you become a somebody. Amen. Instantly, she was healed. When God does something, it doesn't take all day. It's not just a treatment. We get a healing, a divine healing. Hallelujah. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. Hallelujah. You know, people are so afraid. I don't know what people are afraid of. You know, I'm going to that doctor. Bless God, if he's going to operate on me, he needs to be anointed to do it. And I need to be anointed to let him. Come on. So what's wrong with saying it? I just said to him, you ain't going to touch me till I pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to ask God to anoint you. And bless God, God anointed him, and he did a super job, and then tried to take credit for it. And I told him, you don't take credit for that. God did that. Hallelujah. Now, you don't get smart, but you treat with respect. But bless God. Hallelujah. See, the prayer of faith will save the sick. He'll heal the sick, deliver the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he's committed sins, they'll be forgiven. If sin got you into this mess and your body's sick, God can get rid of that. He's given you a way out. Hallelujah. I told you, all diseases of the devil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Mark 16:12, it says, so the disciples went out telling everyone they met to repent of their sins and turn to God. And they cast out many demons and healed many sick people and anointed them with oil. The Word of God is the most powerful thing that exists. Say that. The Word of God is the most powerful thing that exists. Think about a tornado, an atomic bomb. The Word of God is more powerful. A hurricane. Can the Word stop that? Jesus said, be still, and it stopped it. You understand? Any disease, the Word of God is more powerful than anything that exists. Its purpose is to destroy the works of the devil. I saw on TV some tornado hunting or something I was going through, and it was on the Weather Channel, and it showed this tornado going through there, just tearing up everything, just whirling and whirling and uprooting trees. And I thought, the power of God can stop that. It can. Hallelujah. The power of God. Jesus said, you speak to the mountain, it'll obey you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't deal with the disease, you only deal with the Word. You understand? Hallelujah. And in Luke 17, verse 5, the apostles said, the Lord, show us how to increase our faith. And the Lord answered, if you had faith even as small as a mustard seed, you would say. It says you could say, but if you look it up in the original, it's you would say. You would say to this mulberry tree, may you be uprooted and thrown into the sea, and it would obey you. Everything you can see has something spiritual behind it. Everything physical has a spiritual thing behind it. It started out spiritual, and it will obey me. It will obey my faith. Hallelujah. What will obey you? You know what? Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Hallelujah. Well, I spoke to it 2 times. Nothing happened. You're just a pillar of faith. Hallelujah. I'm so proud of you. You just 2 times, huh? Bless God, sometimes I've stood for years. But bless God, you think I'm going to back up? Not on your life. Hallelujah. The Bible says I win. If it takes me 40 years, I still win. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Bless God. And you know what? Let me tell you this, too, and I'm almost done. When Jesus spoke to the tree, the disciples heard it. When you step out in the God kind of faith, it may look a little strange. A grown man out there talking to a tree. But you got to be willing to take the ridicule. Hallelujah. You know, I remember when I was in another church, and I felt like the Lord said to me, one day you'll speak in the sanctuary of this church. So I began to say it. Well, people thought, you can't even speak good English. I know you ain't going to ever speak here. I just kept saying it. One day I'll speak. I spoke twice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I did. Glory to God. That's God. Hallelujah. You sit here and heard me. I'm not the best orator in the world. I'm pretty entertaining, I think. Hallelujah. But you know what? I felt like God spoke that to me. So I just spoke it out. I don't care if people made fun of me. Hallelujah. I've done things people made fun of me before. But bless God, they're not making fun anymore. Some of them same people who made fun of me when I was standing, bless God, now they call and say, can I use your faith? Would you pray with me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus was willing to take the ridicule, but when they came back the next morning, the tree had dried up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, and then he released his faith and it had to obey him. You don't deal with the problem. You release your faith, who is a servant of the believer. Faith goes out and starts to go to work. Don't work on the leaves. It works on the root. Goes all the way to the source of the sickness. Hallelujah. The world don't have that kind of faith. You have the God kind of faith. You got it when you got saved. And faith for the promise is in the promise. You understand that? Faith for healing is in the Word. Faith comes by hearing by the Word of God. God gets you, he gets, He gave us healing promises. Get you a healing promise, say it, and once faith has come and filled your heart, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. Once you release it out of your mouth, it has divine energy. And it is the most powerful thing that ever existed. Amen. You understand? Hallelujah. That same word raised Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. If the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, it'll quicken, it'll also quicken your mortal body. Make alive your mortal body. Hallelujah. You tell your body that. Body, you, according to Romans 8:11, you're quickened and made alive by the Spirit of God that lives in you. Now act like it.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be a faith person. You don't have to work. Faith works. Jesus spoke to that tree. And then he went on and went to sleep. See, your faith will work while you're sleeping. Put it out there. It'll work just like a servant. It goes on to tell you that. Now, I won't read it for the sake of time. But he goes on to tell you that you know, it's just like a servant. You send it out. He said, you don't say, oh, come on in and I'll get you something to eat. No, you say to it, you do what I told you. And you send your faith out there and you can sleep. You can rest. Because your faith is at work. It ain't going to quit. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. I love that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know what? There's a place in the Word, in Mark 6, where it said Jesus went to his own hometown. And he said because of their unbelief, they couldn't do any miracles among them. He said place their hands on a few sick people and heal them. Somebody had a little fever or a broke toe or something, but he couldn't do any mighty miracles, you know. Hallelujah. Bless God. You know what he did when he couldn't do any mighty miracles? It said he went out and began to preach. And Jesus went from village to village teaching the people. Teaching the people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, glory to God, I want to teach you some things that it took me a long time to learn and things I wish somebody had been around to teach me. Lay hold on that word and don't back up. I don't care what happens. I don't care what falls over. Hallelujah. Bless God. Be like old Smith Wigglesworth. You know, bless God, he went in, his neighbor died, and he picked her up and stood her against the wall and said, walk. She fell down. He picked her back up, said, walk. She fell down again. The third time he picked her up and said, I said, walk. And she just took off walking. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. See, we need a people who will take their faith, and they won't be moved by what they see. They won't be moved by pain or symptoms, but they'll take the word and stand on it and say, devil, you're not messing with me. I'm going to tell you something. I may not be where I'm going to get, but I ain't where I started. You know, I've left the train station. Okay. Hallelujah. And you're not going to mess with me, devil, because I intend to get my healing. That belongs to me. I lay hand on it. I lay hold on it. And you are not taking my healing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless God. Go to the doctor if you need to, but put your faith in God for your healing. Don't see the doctor as your source. Don't see your job as your source. I believe God's raising up a bunch of doctors that will listen to him. Oh, glory. I believe there are young doctors that are coming in the kingdom that are going to walk in God's kingdom and do what God tells them. I believe we've got nurses. And listen, people, God didn't send us here to take sides. He sent us here to take over.
Amen.
And we've done a pitiful job of it. It's about time we get up and take over. Hallelujah. Not with arrogance and not being a smart aleck, but just go out there and say, devil, you've done all you're going to do.
Amen.
You let it go. Hallelujah. Get fully persuaded and full of faith. Be strong in faith, giving glory to God. If you don't believe you can receive it, you can't. But just like she said, she told her mother, you'll have what you believe. If you believe you're going to go home with all that junk, you'll go home with all that junk. If you think you're going to go home walking, you'll go home walking. Hallelujah. Lay hold on it and don't let go. You can stand up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. Bless God. Did you get anything out of that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I liked it. I get something out of it every time. Yeah, praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Seth. I appreciate that. You know, bless God. I like I told you, I wish there'd have been someone to tell me some of this stuff and when I first got saved. Hallelujah. Bless God. Father, in the name of Jesus, and I'd ask my healing team to come. Hallelujah. Just come up and We're going to give you opportunity to come if you need prayer. I ask God tonight that you'll bless your people. Father, bless them with health and strength. Bless them to hear your voice, God. Give them a hunger for the word like they've never had before. God, just encourage them. Lord, let them lay hold on what you've already purchased, God. I come against all that depression and discouragement, God. That thing that would whisper in their ear that this is not real and it's not true and she's just talking. Father, I thank you, God, that you'll make it real. I plug the places where they leak, God. Oh, Father, just plug those holes, God, where they won't leak out the word, but they'll stand on that word and listen to you, God. Lord, I declare over them that they hear your voice. If you don't know Jesus tonight, I just feel like I need to give people opportunity to ask Jesus. And maybe you've been far from the Lord. And you just need to come back. Let's pray, okay? Let's everybody pray. Say, Heavenly Father, I come to you tonight thanking you for Jesus. I receive Jesus as my personal Savior. I believe you raised him from the dead. And I accept what he did on Calvary for me. Thank you for saving me. And I promise to live for you. Devil, I turn my back on you. I will not serve you. I intend to serve my Father, Jehovah, the Lord God, the Most High God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God.